Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Tuesday, October 22nd. Grains finished the day mixed here with corn and soybeans able to hold on to very slim gains, and wheat sharply lower from overnight highs. With the announcement overnight that China was going to grant tariff waivers for about 10 million metric tons of soybeans, the markets popped. We had November beans get up to 9.45 and a quarter. That's a four-month high, taking out last week's 9.45 high. And corn rallied as high as 3.92 and a half in the December. But during the day trade, the markets backed off of that euphoria and slipped throughout the rest of the day. We had wheat after making new highs for the move yesterday, and then trading lower on the day yesterday, had some continued follow through there. So December corn finished up 0.75 cents at 3.88, 4.5 cents the overnight, 4.5 cents off the overnight highs, and settling just above the 20-day moving average, which comes in at 3.87 3/4. And the market in the corn has not closed below that 20-day moving average since the 11th of September, the day before the September 12th WASDE report. So we will have to keep an eye on that number. If we get below that number, may not bring in any kind of accelerated additional short positions, but it certainly may stem the tide of any kind of short covering with the remaining 60,000 contracts and a net short position in those managed funds. Harvest yesterday reported at 30% completed versus 22% the week before and 47% on average. They were looking for 33%, but I think the China news overshadowed any of that delay there. In the wheat, we had December finished down 5.5 cents at 5.18, 14 cents off the overnight high. Kansas City, December down 4.25 at 4.21 and a quarter, 12 cents off the highs. And Minneapolis, December finished up 1.25 cents at 5.39. So again, after making new highs for the move yesterday, wheat went lower. Kansas City yesterday actually put in an outside day down, taking out the previous day's high and settling below the previous day's low. So that's a negative pattern on the charts there. We'll see if we get any more continuation the next day. Taking a look at beans, November finished up 0.75 cents at 9.34, again posting a small gain, but 11 cents off the highs. Effectively, we've got a double top now there at 9.45 with last week's 9.45 and today's 9.45 and a quarter. Harvest in the beans came in at 46% completed versus 26% the week before and an average of 64%. They were looking for maybe 37 to 39%, so came in well above that. Beans dropping leaves came in at 94% versus 85% last week and 97% on average. Good to excellent was 54%, unchanged from last week. In outside markets, we've got the dollar trading up 17 ticks at 97.22. Last couple of days were straddling back and forth either side of that 200-day moving average at 97.13. A couple of consistent closes below there. We may open the door to lower prices in the dollar, which could help U.S. exports. Crude oil up right now. Crude oil trading up 85 cents a barrel at 54.16. We're sitting kind of in the middle of a range we've been in for the last several weeks. And we've got the Dow Jones right now trading down about 25 points. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.